all of this insane stuff. It's crazy. The behavioral characteristics of the units of a human society are sensitive to information, including information about that society, if it comes their way. Think about social media just right there. We're sensitive to information. Obvious. A notorious current illustration of such sensitivity is the way in which the publication of an opinion poll before an election can affect people's voting behavior so strongly as to invalidate predictions based on it, even though the same poll kept secret would have given an accurate forecast. The very process of sampling public opinion can often change it significantly. And he goes on to start talking about self-validating descriptions and says, surely it must be possible with a sufficiently complex predictive model to trim the prediction in such a way that when published, it ensures its own fulfillment. Self-fulfilling prophecy. There are indeed circumstances in which it is possible to, quote, adjust a poll result, for example, so that its publication brings about its own fulfillment. There is, moreover, an obvious objection to such a procedure at a more fundamental level. Suppose we assume that the adjusted forecast is confirmed by events, so that nobody who believed it feels himself to have been deceived. But suppose it had not been published. Then, ex hypothesi, the result would have been different, perhaps even reversed. Thus, publication here was not primarily informative, but manipulative. And although a large computer may not always be essential to this end, the more powerful the predictive apparatus used, the more subtle and wide-ranging will be the manipulation of social attitude possible under the guise of scientific prediction. Here, I believe, is a threat to society far more serious than any from the growth of automation. If any future use of computers wants watching on behalf of mankind, it is this. For our society's insatiable thirst for information about itself and its future has now laid it wide open to the most subtle bondage of all, in which major decisions can in principle be taken for it, wittingly or otherwise, by those whom it asks to predict them. And in an age that takes verification as its chief criterion of truth, the manipulators could have the strongest possible defense. We were right, weren't we? Now, I just want to say, this guy was all up in it. He had seen the entire cybernetic issue from every possible angle with the people he was hanging around and the things that he was involved in. And so for him, it's not about automation or these other issues. The level of manipulation will be so high and so subtle that people won't even realize that it's occurring.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, February 9, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And that was a testament to the wild and dystopic ride it is. Man's ability to control and manipulate man has reached an historic level. Presumably, unlike anything that has ever occurred in history, and mass media is essential to that. The interwebs make it all the more easy to do and to coordinate, and centralized command and control sort of systems. That's something that Aaron and Melissa Dykes have demonstrated to us time and time again. That's the latest True Stream Media video. We were warned about computer-driven self-fulfilling prophecies. Thanks, John, for sharing that. I wonder, is the reason that Aaron and Melissa don't publish more videos because to do so feels like kind of a dirty, call it pornographic act, so to speak. I'm sure that, being a part of these social media channels, knowing what they know, has to be bittersweet to be able to shine a bright light on these things to inform one's fellow man, but to participate in these things can't be fun in simple terms. So it's almost like a, you know, I would imagine if I had to guess, for them it probably feels somewhat like an act of self-mutilation to post a video on YouTube at this point. You can see evidence of what I'm talking about, I think, in, for example, the post on, and it's supposed to be a video, but it's supposed to be a YouTube video. And it's still up, the last one, Resurrect Dead on Saturn, Surrogates in the Metaverse Future. I think you can kind of see what I'm talking about. So even though it's sarcasm, you can see the double-edged sword of social media. So this is kind of where the discussion of different various subject matter sort of coalesces, I think. And what I've been trying to say most of this week about the information systems being used to manipulate people in ways that they are unaware of. And I'll give a couple of examples. Really, it's, you know, the, in simple terms, to boil it down in unscientific terms, the manipulation boils down to selfishness, you know, manipulating people, propagandizing, seducing, beguiling people into believing that being selfish in a so-called power-evolving world is a great thing. You know, this is what we all should do. And by the way, Kevin Dutton tells us that maybe psychopaths and serial killers are a, maybe they should be our leaders. The wisdom of psychopaths, what saints, spies, and serial killers can teach us about success. They're unhindered by conscience and true ethics and morality and so forth. And so maybe we should be more like them. That's the message that we've been receiving for quite some time in America now. First, it was in the early and first half and into the second half of the 20th century. First, the message generally was, you should have everything you want. And by the way, a want is a need. Those two terms were conflated, which is not true, but that's what we were told in the Tofferite prosumer age. We must be the producer-consumer of last resort because we have this economy that must keep growing. Well, I'll tell you what, just get rid of the funny money system, and then we don't have to worry about perpetual growth, which is not real. It's an imaginary concept, which is why the concept keeps failing and bad guys keep hitting the reset button and fleecing the sheep every so many years, as folks like Alan Watt reminded us. So here we are. We've been told so many things, and then from about the second half of the 20th century forward, or the last quarter of the 20th century, then suddenly you can see in movies and television and books and so forth that the transition turned to the Wolf of Wall Street story, and we must, you know, the end justifies the means, therefore we can all just take advantage of each other now and emulate this dog-eat-dog mindset that we've been reading about in the literature for so long already, that folks who go to, you know, institutions of higher learning anyway read about, from guys like Nietzsche and Jung and Gramsci and Marx and Lenin and so forth. So here we are now in the information age, the interwebs age, the age of social media, with all of these methods to manipulate one another, only in subtle, seemingly imperceptible and undetectable sorts of ways. Some people can manipulate their fellow man. A couple of things from yesterday, picking up from yesterday. I mentioned Refinitiv. If you go to Refinitiv.com, for anyone who's interested in this kind of stuff, and just evidence of what we just heard Melissa Dykes talking about, go to Refinitiv, refinitiv.com/tagit. Everyone says forward slash. You don't need to say forward slash on the interwebs. Forward is remote. Back is local, so to speak. In other words, the backslash would be on your local machine. The forward slash is on the interwebs. Hopefully that makes sense. So slash tag it. Refinitiv.com/tagit. T-A-G-I-T. As in, I'm going to tag it. No hyphen or anything like that. If you visit that page, you will see what I was talking about yesterday. Thomson Reuters' effort to keep an eye on all information. You know, if you've followed the progressive development of the interwebs, as I said, you know that HTML gives page, site, content creators the ability to, the meta tags specifically, a meta description and meta keywords give site, page, content creators the ability to embed in the page the meta data regarding the page, what this page is about, what are the keywords, what is the little blurb, the meta description that you see, for example, in certain places. But now, following the development and the progression of the development of search, for example, Google says don't worry about putting those in. We'll do that for you. And if you do put those in and it doesn't match, there's a certain weighting match. Your description and keywords don't match what we are able to deduce from crawling the page, then we will actually penalize you for including those on the page because we believe that you're trying to manipulate search results. So that's what's been going on. And now there is this technology, obviously, with the emergence and rise of use of artificial intelligence to use machine learning to crawl every page and turn unstructured content into structured tagged content of various types of metadata. So if you go to refinitiv.com/tagit, you'll see what I was talking about. I couldn't think of the page, but that's it. Why choose intelligent tagging? Intelligent tagging uses natural language processing. That's the other NLP. Text analytics and data mining technologies to derive meaning from vast amounts of unstructured content. Derive meaning. So if you're, you know, data is the new oil, as it has been said, the devil's minions have said, but it's valuable only insofar as it is refined. That's the qualifier that has also been mentioned. And so how convenient if you're trying to maintain total information awareness in your campaign of full spectrum dominance. You know, information is the new oil. Data is the new oil, but it's only valuable insofar as it's refined. How convenient. The devil requires that all remaining mankind, you know, we have to be monitored. Who's useful to the cause? So the devil requires that all remaining mankind who hasn't been eugenicized out of, who hasn't been eradicated yet, all humans be worshiping at the altar of an ostensibly altruistic blend of selfishness and chanting in unison for the false prophet and the heralding of his antichrist. That's what's really going on. there, spoiler alert, I guess after the fact. But how convenient to have this kind of technology to be able to derive meaning from vast amounts of unstructured content, as they say. This is the Thomson Reuters, the Rothschild, essentially, the old school bad guy effort. This is the new oil refinery. And the oil is free. It's not just cheap, it's free. I mean, within reason. Obviously, it costs money to pay tens of thousands of software engineers to build things like Facebook and TikTok and so forth. It's interesting also how many people are gravitating. You know, we used to, in America, Made in America used to be important. Wasn't that long ago. I'd say two generations ago. It's sort of, you know, it lingers, but it seems to be more of a nostalgic concept for most instead of a way to live. But it used to be important. Made in America was important. And then, you know, Detroit was kind of the shining city on a hill, the example where this is the example. That's why we buy Ford and Chevy and GM and so forth. And then, well, that went away and Detroit crumbled in a moment. And that was all on purpose, not by accident. And so we've lost sight of that concept. Now, you have the same people. I guarantee you there are people who are saying, you know, the Chinese communists are after us, and they're probably, these same people are probably on TikTok. So, and other, who knows, Alibaba or whatever, platforms that are not made in America, so to speak. You probably recall, if you've listened to this broadcast for any length of time, the Russians dumping American-made software. For a while, I suspect if that wasn't just entirely a media psyop, which I don't believe it was, you know, there was a moment about 10 years ago where all of a sudden Russia announced that it was dumping all of the made in USA sorts of systems, you know, Windows, Microsoft products, and things like that. And they were rolling their own, so to speak. And so one wonders how much that had to do with things like this, these kinds of tools being embedded in software systems. Now software as a service is a big thing. Windows is software as a service. Now it's Windows as a service, they call it, for example. And so things are changing faster than even teams of engineers and technicians can keep up. So one wonders about that. And then, of course, there is the Unit 8200 connection, which cannot be overstated, I think. Apiat connection, not made in America, the infiltration and very advanced data mining and surveillance systems, not to mention, I mean, surveillance capitalism is the order of the day. Anyway, you go to pages like this and you can see the high level effort to do this and to do it right out in the open. And when I say the information or the raw, unrefined, unstructured oil data in this case is free. When I say it's free, I mean on social media platforms and in these devices that have all kinds of just vast amounts of telemetry data and all kinds of things. The phones people carry around with them in their pockets that are monitoring every step and listening to everything all the time. No, they're not, but they are. They're not, but they are. Vast amounts of data for free. aside from the cost of building the systems to mine the data. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Michael Haupt's Medium Post from 2016, data is the new oil, a ludicrous proposition. Natural resources, the question of ownership and the reality of big data. Well, question of ownership is not a question anymore, because on the social media platforms and really any platform, ownership is stated clearly in the terms of use, terms of service, etc. You know, and it's all your data are belong to us. So, and he has several quotes. Clive Humby, of course, is the person, the one generally credited with coining the phrase data is the new oil. It's valuable, as Humby put it, but if unrefined, it cannot really be used. It has to be changed into gas, plastics, chemicals, etc. to create a valuable entity that drives profitable activity. So must data be broken down, analyzed for it to have value. And there are others who have echoed that. I've mentioned that. But Michael Haupt did a good job of collecting some of those quotes. So back to Refinitiv.com/tagit, which redirects to another page. So if you see that in your address bar, don't worry, that's where you're supposed to be. So continuing reading from the propaganda piece, it's the fastest, easiest, and most accurate way, this tool, intelligent tagging, to tag the people, places, facts, and events in your data, and then assign financial topics. And that's really where this, you know, the rubber meets the road. That's what Thomson Reuters is doing. It's a very pretty transparent effort to steal and refine the new oil, the raw data, right out in plain sight, unabashedly. And then assign financial topics and themes to increase your content's value, accessibility, and interoperability. But then this, connecting your data consistently with intelligent tagging helps you to search smarter, personalize content recommendations, and generate alpha. For those who don't know what generating alpha means, I would say it's a term of art in simple terms. If you don't know, generating alpha is... in simple terms, when investment managers, they use this term, when they say our goal is to generate alpha, they are basically saying that their goal is to generate a higher return while assuming a similar amount of risk as compared to the benchmark against which they measure their performance. And so they want a boon with no more risk, if that makes sense. That's what Refinitiv and Thomson Reuters are talking about here. That's what this refinement of the new oil or raw data, they're saying, can bring. And it's advertising, it's propaganda, obviously, but this is what they're talking about. So generating alpha is an investment term. Generally speaking, it's used in investment circles. But the irony is, this is not to be confused or conflated with generation alpha, or wait, is it? Because you have, you know, generation Y, generation Z, now we have generation alpha, now we're into the Greek alphabet. So what is generation alpha? It's the next generation. And how ironic, generation alpha is the generation that's growing up believing that if they could have their cell phone and just implanted into their head, gosh, that would be so much better than what we have now. These are basically little crude oil wells in the age of data is the new oil, if that makes sense. So imagine all of these generation alpha kids as little crude oil wells pumping their oil into, you know, refineries like Thomson Reuters' Refinitiv intelligent tagging system. Stick around, I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We know of an ancient radiation that hearts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station.
That guard this roost, beyond your flowers of flaming truth, beyond your latest ad campaigns. An old man sits collecting stamps in a room all filled with Chinese lamps. He saves what others throw away. He says that he'll be rich someday.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I'll just do another spoiler. Skip to the point. What's the point? I want to play a little video for you the promo video of the Open Calais, or the, it used to be Open Calais as an open source tool, and now, you know, for different reasons, it's kind of a freemium tool in technological terms. But it used to be part of things like the Drupal installation profile titled Open Calais, which you can see if you go to drupal.org/project/OpenCalais, which is C-A-L-A-I-S, which is a city in France. I don't understand the significance of Calais, but whatever. What is it? The Open Calais is an integration of the Thomson Reuters Calais web service via the Refinitiv Intelligent Tagging API into the Drupal platform. So you can see the integration of these kinds of things. And so that's, you know, outdated. The Drupal 7 release, and I think that Drupal 7 is end of life at this point. I don't remember for sure. But anyway, the point is you can see the integration of this in places like that, and it's integrated in many other places. So what's the point? Well, we played the clip of Aaron and Melissa Dyke's True Stream Media video. We were warned about computer-driven self-fulfilling prophecies. That was about 16 minutes to 19 minutes approximately, the clip we played. And if you're going to monitor systems, they're you need feedback. And there was the video, one of the videos that they've done, Aaron and Melissa, that sort of sticks in my head is their 2016 video, the time when a single computer ran an entire country. And you know, they have that little bit with Stafford Beer in there, and talking about control needs to be built into the system, but, you know, a feedback loop is essential. That's what all of the icons are, the emojis, you know, on Facebook. The reason why they don't just have a thumbs up and a thumbs down now is not for your benefit. It's so that they can get more accurate feedback in the feedback loop, in the cybernetic feedback loop. That's what that's for. And so, you know, imagine if you could monitor content without actually having to comb through content. You could mine it for context and things. You could mine it for emotional sentiment and different keywords and things. You know, as a sort of tangential aside, you know, think of Enemy of the State with Will Smith and Gene Hackman back in, what was that, the late 90s, was it 98, 99, something like that, and Gene Hackman talking about, you know, NSA acres of servers in the 70s when you would make a phone call and say president and bomb, that would be, you know, that would turn on the tape recorder basically. And this is a more, you know, sci-fi, more advanced way to do that kind of thing as well. So on that page I mentioned, refinitiv.com/tagit, which redirects to another page, you will see on the in the right column useful links, including at the top, live demo. And I said this yesterday, there's, you know, this was the page and the tool that I was thinking of. And so we'll do a real world example of this. I think there's a video that I want to play in a minute, but just the spoiler alert to all of this is, imagine you put these two things together. You put that clip that we played, Melissa Dyke's talking about these cyberneticians, these, you know, Dr. Strangeloves talking about, you know, these mad scientists trying to manipulate people and control people in ways that are, you know, as Stafford Beer put it, cybernetically inbuilt into the system. In other words, each one of us, cognitive system, you are a cognitive system, I am a cognitive system, and together we make up a collection, you know, a system of systems, basically. And so how can we manipulate the individual systems, you and I, and the group of systems? This is an essential way to do it, you know, monitoring as a feedback loop. But this is happening without your knowing it. The intelligent tagging, you know, of maybe social media content, or whether it's comments or, you know, posts that you make or videos that you make or things like that, or blog posts or things, any content that goes out on the web, and more, actually. This is just one monitoring system and one refinement of the data. So there's much more. But hopefully that makes sense, and that's the danger. So without further ado, here's the promo video, the intelligent tagging overview from Refinitiv, the Thomson Reuters Calais tagging project. Go ahead, please.
In a world of unprecedented volumes of content and data, sifting through the noise to get to the most important information is critical. Intelligent tagging can read, analyze, and understand large volumes of research reports, notes, emails, and other textual content at machine speed. It enables quicker and smarter search of the information that is important and relevant to your business. Our intelligent tags can power your search portal and offer more complete and relevant search results within your firm or to your customers. Using natural language processing algorithms, our advanced technology enhances your search by analyzing unstructured text documents to understand the meaning of content and recognize entities and topics of interest. It then structures and tags information, allowing connections to be made between entities such as people, organizations, geographies, topics, and many more. It also calculates relevance scores to indicate how relevant an entity or topic is to the text document being analyzed. Intelligent tagging reacts to news in the professional domains, tracking entities while updating metadata. The output is intelligent information that improves your performance, competitive position, and top-line revenue. That means an optimized search experience with tailored key phrases and greater contextual visibility with actionable metadata. It means huge volumes of information can be more organized, more searchable, and more valuable, all in less time.
So obviously the context is that this intelligent tagging can be applied to a financial application. In particular, news is another application that they've mentioned. But you know, I mentioned people, and particularly the cybernetic context, which won't be published publicly, I would doubt. But you can see how the technology could be applied in that sort of fashion. You know, how do certain people feel about certain things? Monitoring massive amounts of data to, I don't know, keep a real-time pulse on how your color revolution is coming along. You know, real-time feedback loop. Those kinds of things. Remember Greece? What was it, 2011? It's Twitter. Twitter caused, well, if Twitter caused something that is harmful, maybe we should shut Twitter down. No, the CIA doesn't want us to shut Twitter down. We need more of those things. How can we do that? So, now we have wonderful organizations like IQT. Incutel, the CIA's front organization for that kind of stuff. Visionary startups, experienced VCs, dedicated government professionals. Incutel leads from the center of this matrix. Indeed. Connecting cutting-edge technology, strategic investments, and purpose to enhance and advance national security for the U.S. and its allies. Yeah, ally is a relative term here. everything else is probably a relative term as well. Like Melissa Dykes pointed out, and we were warned about computer-driven self-fulfilling prophecies, ethics is probably a relative term, depends on who's defining terms. And, you know, in the COVID age, we should probably add, I don't know about them, but when I think ethics, I think bioethics, and I think Fauci and his wife, for example. And again, you know, if you're talking about ethics, I don't think, and bioethics, I don't think that Mengele and Strangelove should be defining terms. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Anyway, InQtel. So another just brief aside on the application of this stuff. You go back in the not-so-distant past, depends, I guess, on in interwebs terms, 2008 was a million years ago, into the fossil record, but in real life, it's not that long ago. 2008, though, was when the RAND Corporation monograph, Allocation of Forces, Fires, and Effects Using Genetic Algorithms, was published. And I've mentioned it from time to time. You read it, I forget exactly what page it's on, but, I mean, you can download it for free. And it's only 1.3 megs, I think. Is that the whole thing? I think that's the whole thing. Yeah. There is a chart of, do they call it a diagram? See if I can find it real quick, actually, since you can view the document online. Genetic algorithms. Modeling enemy capability and effects. Chapter 2, modeling enemy capability and effects. So you can see, where is that page? Chapter 3, generating blue AOAs, the phase 1 genetic algorithm. Yeah. The dot clusters. Chapter 4, generating blue allocations, phase 2. Modeling terrain. Chapter 6, proof of principle examples. I think what I'm thinking of is in chapter 6, it's on page 45 of the PDF, which is, well, page 45 of the document, I should say, page 63 of the PDF. Figure 6.3, path evolution, high uncertainty, full centroid set. What does the note say? At high uncertainty, the paths quickly converge on one solution. Blue goes straight through. So you can see a concentration of dot. You can see dot clusters in the progression. Anyway, the point is, and that's not just the only example. There are these dot clusters that are given in the different examples. And so you can see, basically, like chapter 2 says, the title of chapter 2, modeling enemy capabilities and effects. That's what the dot clusters show. And so applied to social systems and, let's say, social media, again, think Greece, 2011, and color revolution, complements of social media, just add, you know, color revolution, just add social media. You look at these dot clusters and you can see, for example, who might be effective, an effective voice in galvanizing the people to do something or other or whatever. And so you can see that kind of research together with the Refinitiv tagging tool could be used to wage these kinds of campaigns and monitor them in real time. So hopefully that makes sense. And you know, with Inkytel, obviously, you know, leading from the center of the matrix, connecting all of these things, these efforts are progressing exponentially, and you know, at the speed of Moore's law, basically. So that's fun. So who knows the level of advanced systems. I've talked about some of this technology being used for our benefit that has been disappeared. You know, the kinds of intelligent tagging. There was one company that comes to mind. I forget the name of the company I usually mention when this subject arises. And they built an amazing tool, were acquired by Google. They were excited. They announced, now we have the resources to really do what we want to do. And they were shut down within 2 weeks. Why is that? That's interesting. Never to be seen or heard from again. I'm sure they all signed NDNCs for the money they received. Stick around, we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
Welcome back.
It's a new life.
Perfect. Relatively perfect. All right, not to get too far off into the weeds, it's the final segment, so this might be a good final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. It's Wednesday, February 9, 2022, so this might be a good moment to do this. You have different, you know, as I explained with meta tags, for example, in HTML, you also have different methods and frameworks to try to intelligently communicate metadata and schema and so forth. There is schema.org that talks about some of this, founded by Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, and Yandex. It's a collection of types, you know, creative works, books, movies, music, etc., embedded non-text objects, audio, image, video, events, health and medical types, organizations, persons, places, products, reviews, etc. You can put all of this in, and there are formats to do this. For example, if you're familiar with RDF, Resource Description Framework, or JSON LD, JavaScript Object Notation for linked data, there are ways to put this in, but the Calais tagging tool, you know, Refinitiv.com/tagit, intelligent tagging, Thomson Reuters tool, does this automatically. And so in the second hour, I think I will do a real-time example of this, and you can see what I'm talking about. Because like I said, you can click on the live demo link and just grab a page and do it yourself. So we'll do that, I think, in the second hour and see what we get. I won't do it ahead of time. You know, so this is, if you go to these different pages, different sites for these kinds of things, you can see how this stuff works if you're not familiar, or maybe it's just putting people to sleep. But, you know, again, if you're trying to maintain total information awareness in your campaign of full spectrum dominance, this is a great way to do it with a, you know, the good reason, as Alan Watt used to say. The good reason, obviously, is, well, we want people to be more interconnected. And you always use the accessibility argument. Well, what about people who use screen readers and things and they don't necessarily, it's not easy, they can't see the text, and so they can't easily discern what this page is about. Right. How many people are talking about that? Where is the clamor for accessibility, except from the development community and usually contingents like InQtel? So I wonder why that is, rhetorically speaking. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.